Franz Liszt spent some 26 years composing his Concerto for Piano and Orchestra No. 1 in E-flat major. The final revision of the score wasn't produced until after the premiere performance in 1855. The piece has since become a hearty perennial on the concert calendar. This week, the National Symphony Orchestra gave three performances of the concerto featuring pianist Yundi Lee. Since Lee won first prize at the 2000 Chopin International Piano Competition in Warsaw at the age of 18, he has become a much-in-demand performer around the world. His performance at the Kennedy Center Thursday night prompted Washington Post critic Tim Page to write that Lee seems able to get whatever he wants from a piano and that it was thrilling pianism on every level. So it is a pleasure to welcome Yundi Lee to our studio. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
Nice review. Do you remember the first time you played this concerto all the way through?
I think that when I was 16 years old, that time I went to the Liszt piano competition in Netherlands, and I think that's the first time I played this piece.
How long did it take you to learn it?
I think pretty fast, because this piece not so long. It's quite short, 80 minutes piece, and that time I think 3 days or 4 days I learned very quick. And also my teacher says, wow, you are really learning fast. But because I like it, this piece, so energy, so exciting and so beautiful, so then I really interested about this.
Yeah. Are you still discovering things about it?
I like to try and find out. Each time when you perform, it's a different color. It's a different way you show to the audience. But of course, every time when you play in the different concert hall with also different audience, it might be different feeling, but, mm-hmm. and also different atmosphere. That's really, you know, that's harmony. It's totally different.
What attracted you to the piece? You say you like it very much. Why?
I think this piece is quite special. It's very small concerto. It's quite unique. It's like whole movement. Of course, they have four parts, but it really looks like a whole movement, and it's developing and the different character and some extent, very funny movement and triangle is inside in the third movement. That's very special, I think.
Yeah, that is something when you're going almost
right.
One-on-one with
yeah,
a triangle.
Yeah, very colorful and very, you know, energy and very useful energy. I think that's I enjoy it. And, of course, very brilliant melody and the phrase.
You said that Chopin is your first love. Is there an affinity with this composer, Franz Liszt?
Of course, I think those are most important two romantic composers, I think. And Chopin is a different character. Chopin is more poetic, mm-hmm. and more melodic, and more, I think, more intimate. And Liszt is other character, but also, but the most Liszt piece, they are technique more, you know, more, not more difficult, more brilliant, more shining passage. So the Chopin, the melody is more inside, I think, more deep, more poetic, more quiet.
This piece requires some powerful playing
right.
from you and some very subtle shadings and a lot of stamina, particularly in the fourth movement when you have to play almost nonstop. How do you stay relaxed?
I think I never think what the relax, but that's your training from your practicing time, how you use your energy, how to use your hand, keep your finger, you know, more relaxed and then not get tired. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the technique voi. And each person, each artist have a different body, different finger, different arm. So then you use energy or how the way you find the way to play this piece should be totally different, because it must fix your body work. You should really try to feel how your body, how your finger, you feel most comfortable when you play this part. And you should try yourself, and this is nobody can, I think, can tell you.
Mm. You've recorded this piece.
Right.
Is there a difference for you when you're playing in concert and playing in the recording studio?
I think there's a difference, because, of course, for the concert, I have more atmosphere, the communication with the audience. But in the studio, the difference, you have yourself play with a microphone and maybe with also engineer there. And that's a different thing. When I play concert, I can feel that moment, something special. I really wish, it's like I cannot wait to go on stage to say something for my audience. But in the studio, I feel more relaxed, but I sometimes more enjoy it to be on stage, that I want to find out to keep that energy and exciting moment when I start to record or start to play.
You compare your musical education in the East with that in the West? Is there a real difference?
Yes, I think it's, I started piano when I was 7 years, so quite late, and I feel my Chinese teacher, they are very responsible for my career, my piano develop, and very care about basic technique, the basic ground of your playing. And in the West is a more, I think, different things is open. It's more open. Why? Because you should develop your own idea, how you yourself understand the music, the way you can teach from yourself, not from the teacher. You should find yourself. That's in the West side way. But in the China, I learned how basic technique, how serious things, and that's really take care from my teacher. And I'm glad I have two different training of my piano career.
What are your thoughts on the value of competitions for young players?
I think competition is one of the way to show young people's talent, because that's the one first thing, I think, is still the stage you can play for the public. You have no chance to do your private or your own concert since you have not famous, since you have no audience. That competition can bring in that stage to this chance to you to show how you face to the public. But of course, competition is not mean you will success, you will have the great future. But I think that's still the one of the steps for the young people. You can try your energy, you can try how you on stage, you can compete from yourself, not compete from your other people.
You're traveling around the world. I don't think I'd want to count the number of stamps on your passport. And performing with world-class orchestras. You're still learning. You're still training. What do you do for fun?
When I was in high school, I liked table tennis. I'm very good for that. But now I have no time for, you know, and no partner to play that. And I like swimming. I like traveling. I like to sometimes take some photo when I was traveling outside. So I have a lot of interest. I like cars since I was a little boy. I think, I don't know, maybe every boy like car.
Do you have a car?
Yes. I have a Ferrari.
You have a Ferrari?
Yes. In my country. I just got last year, so quite special. But I have no time to drive because I'm always traveling around, and maybe 1 week per year to try my car. But I really enjoy it.
Pianist Yundi Lee performed Liszt's Concerto for Piano and Orchestra No. 1 with the National Symphony Orchestra this past week at the Kennedy Center here in Washington. His recording of the concerto is available on the Deutsche Grammophon label. Thank you very much for coming in, and much luck to you.
Thanks.
To hear more of Yundi Lee playing this concerto, go to our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.